Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we'll learn how to go eco-friendly with our pets. We'll find out what it's like to receive a guide dog. And we'll meet Lulu, the reluctant, bomb-sniffing dog. But first, we'll start with the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. Yes, it's that sweetener xylitol. Again, it's showing up in more and more everyday items. Here are six dangerous and surprising items that contain xylitol, besides chewing gum. By John Kilpatrick at PetMD. Dog owners know the dangers that foods like chocolate, garlic, onions, and grapes pose to their canine companion's health. Foods that are harmless to most people. Another common substance that's harmless to most humans, but potentially life-threatening if consumed by dogs, is xylitol, a sugar alcohol that's used as a sugar substitute in many human foods. But for dogs, xylitol poisoning is a major problem. According to Anna Brutlag, DVM Associate Director of Veterinary Services at Pet Poison Helpline. I'll give you the phone number for the Pet Poison Helpline at the end of this article, so be ready for that. Brutlag says ingesting xylitol causes a rapid and massive insulin release in dogs, which will manifest itself outwardly to a pet owner as acute weakness, staggering, and vomiting. Within 15 to 20 minutes, they might even become comatose, she adds. And depending on the amount consumed, a dog can also experience liver failure from ingesting xylitol. According to the Poison Pet Helpline, cases involving xylitol ingestion are increasing rapidly. In 2009, they were consulted on approximately 300 cases, while in 2015, that number increased to 2,800. Let's read on for more about what foods xylitol is found in, to hear why these cases are multiplying and what you can do to respond appropriately if that happens to your dog. Xylitol in gum. If a gum is labeled as sugar-free, that should be a warning sign for xylitol, though various gums can have vastly different amounts of xylitol. One or two pieces of certain gums can cause serious problems, while ingesting 10 pieces of another gum can be fine for your dog, Brutlag says. It all depends on the xylitol dosage. Some gums, like Spry, plainly advertise themselves as containing xylitol because it's good for your teeth and for diabetics. Megan Harmon, DVM, is a clinical instructor for emergency and critical care at the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine. She co-authored a 2015 study in the Journal of Veterinary and Emergency Care that retroactively evaluated cases of xylitol ingestion in nearly 200 canines. She lists Stride, Trident, and Orbitz as other gums containing different amounts of xylitol, and echoes Brutlag saying it's critically important to know what kind of gum was ingested, how much your pet ingested, and how long it's been since he or she ingested it in order to appropriately treat the problem. Most dogs we looked at were hospitalized, usually for about 18 hours, she says. Dextrose is typically administered as quickly as possible in order to bring the canine's blood sugar up. Harmon says that as long as liver health appears normal, once they regain the ability to regulate their blood sugar levels by themselves, dogs are weaned off the dextrose and eventually released. Xylitol in mouthwash and toothpaste. While not usually containing the same levels of xylitol as gum, dental health products tend to use this sugar substitute because of its appealing sweet taste and its teeth-strengthening, plaque-fighting properties. The Pet Poison Helpline cites gum as the source of nearly 80% of cases involving xylitol, while gum manufacturers have the options of using other sugar substitutes like erythritol and stevia. Xylitol is the only one experts know of that causes such adverse reactions in canines, according to both Brutlag and Harmon. Manufacturers of dental health products aren't facing the same scrutiny as the food industry, meaning their share of xylitol cases may increase in the coming years. Xylitol in baked goods. Because packaged xylitol can be bought in bulk at many food stores, baked foods are becoming a more common source of canine health emergencies. It's a good option for diabetics who like to bake, she says. Similarly, you might find some already made baked goods containing xylitol at bakeries and specialty stores. And because cupcakes and cookies have a lot more sweetener in them than mouthwash, a pet that consumes a baked good packed with xylitol is in danger of facing a life-threatening situation. You need to call your vet or the pet poison helpline immediately, Brutlag says. Give them as much information as you can. Depending on the severity, they may suggest feeding the dog syrup or honey, something sweet to help keep their blood sugar up temporarily while you drive to seek emergency help. Xylitol has humectant properties, Brutlag explains. This means it can help a product retain moisture, which makes it perfect for products like deodorant. Brutlag says this is a relatively new development, meaning even many veterinarians aren't aware of the dangers of dogs ingesting deodorants, at least when it comes to xylitol. As with everything on this list, it's best to keep such products in a cabinet or high on a shelf, completely out of the risk of your four-legged friends. And as promised, here again is the phone number for the poison pet helpline. It is 855-764-7661. FYI, be prepared to be charged a fee for the call. You can also call your veterinarian. And that's it for xylitol. Next, what it's like to receive a guide dog from the Guide Dogs of America's website at guidedogsofamerica.org. Team Jerby's Miracle Journey, The Day I Met Kirby by Jill Anderson. What is it like to receive a guide dog? Well, it is like nothing that has ever happened to me before. I arrived at Guide Dogs of America on Sunday and moved into the dorms. Instantly, I developed a close bond with my fellow classmates. Together, we learned commands and procedures that have been taught to our future guide dogs. After days of learning, careful selection by trainers, and pure wonder of what it would be like, it was time for me to meet my new guide dog partner. I had heard that there was a perfect match waiting for me, but the reality of this partnership was like nothing I had experienced, aside from giving birth to my children. The trainers said to our class, "It is time for you to meet your dogs." My heart jumped and I couldn't wait. We returned to our individual rooms and patiently waited. I began to hear paws on the hallway floors, door knocks, and doors opening. I could even feel the energy coming from the rooms next to mine as my new friends were meeting their new guide dogs for the first time. My heart began to beat faster and faster as I heard paw steps coming close to my door, then the knock. I opened the door with great anticipation and my trainer said, "Jill, meet Kirby." The energy, the wiggles, the love all entered my room at once. My heart was racing and so was his. We said hello with kisses, hugs, and belly rubs that became a peaceful and calm security that had only been a dream. Next, it was time to put to practice what I had learned. I picked up the harness, bent down, and Kirby stepped into his harness. Wow. Then I opened the door. It was happening. I said, "Kirby, forward." It happened. Kirby moved forward and began guiding me through the halls and on to adventures that have changed my life. These new eyes and this relationship restored my confidence and gave me back my independence. Thank you, Kirby, and thank you, GDA, for the perfect match for me. I am forever grateful. The editor's note says this blog was written by recent graduate Jill Anderson of class number 400. She will be continually keeping us up to date on her new journey with her guide dog, Kirby, appropriately named Team Jerby. Be sure to check back for more updates on Team Jerby as the adventures continue on. You can follow it on guidedogsofamerica.org. In the news, from Paw Culture, Ailey Semigrin reports, dog flunks out of CIA bomb-sniffing unit for a very cute reason. but Lulu, a black Labrador, is still a very good girl. The role of a working dog is certainly a noble one, but not all pups are cut out for the canine lifestyle, and that's okay. Some are too friendly to chase after bad guys, while others, like CIA dog in training Lulu, simply don't have the taste for it, or rather, a smell. On October 19, 2017, the CIA posted an update, nay, a pup date, about Lulu, a dog who was in training to be in the organization's explosive detection unit. But there was one little issue. A few weeks into training, Lulu began to show signs that she wasn't interested in detecting explosive odors, the post said. While some dogs in training don't have a good day or two at times, Lulu just wasn't into it at all. Even when they could motivate her to search with food and play, she was clearly not enjoying herself any longer, the post said. Since the physical and mental well-being of the dogs is the biggest priority for the CIA trainers, according to the post, they decided to do what's best for Lulu and drop her from the program. But Lulu's failure turned out to be quite a win for the dog. She has since been adopted by her handler. The CIA said that they'll miss Lulu, but it was the right choice for everyone. Plus, Lulu is already getting the most out of her retirement. She now enjoys her days playing with kids, sniffing out rabbits and squirrels in the backyard, and eating meals and snacks out of a dog dish, the post said. Since Lulu's vacancy left a spot open in the CIA training program, another black Labrador, one-year-old Harry, has joined the ranks. Harry, who is a very good boy, is described as goofy, high energy, who loves to jump and play. Even though Harry is the youngest in the class, he has an incredible drive to learn and is super smart, the CIA says. You can read the full CIA report on their blog at www.cia.gov/newsinformation/blog. Do you want to be more eco-friendly? Jackie Brown at Dogster.com has 7 ways to go eco-friendly with your dog. As dog parents, it's our job to make sure we keep the planet healthy for our pets. So how can you help lessen harmful waste? Discover these easy steps to a more eco-friendly lifestyle for your dog. And most of these also apply to cats as well. Recycling and reusing pet supplies, paying attention to the products you use and the companies you buy from, and choosing eco-friendly products can go a long way toward reducing your dog's carbon paw print and cut down on waste that ends up in our landfills. The environment is important to every living being, and owners have a duty to do our part to ensure we are keeping the world's plants and animals safe from the potential harm of our pets, says Mike Bober, president and CEO of the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council. Worried it might be too complicated? It's not. Just follow these 7 easy steps. Who knows? You may be practicing some of them already. First, choose eco-friendly companies. Purchase your pet's necessities like food, beds, and toys from companies who truly work to reduce their product's environmental footprint, says Spencer Williams, owner and CEO of West Paw Design. Do a little bit of research online or by asking store associates about the company's environmental values and manufacturing processes. And then help support those companies who are committed to doing their part. West Paw Design is exceptionally eco-conscious. The company has a closed-loop recycling program, inviting customers to send back their old toys so they can be recycled and made into new toys. And in its manufacturing facility in Bozeman, Montana, West Paw repurposes used banana boxes from local grocery stores for storage rather than using plastic bins. West Paw Design offers durable toys made from recyclable materials and comfy beds stuffed with filling made from recycled plastic bottles. Other eco-friendly companies include Choose Happiness, that's C-H-E-W-S, Happiness, which offers collars and leashes made from cruelty-free yak down, a renewable source. And Olive Green Dog, which offers a bamboo brush as a beautiful alternative to plastic. When buying pet supplies, look for products that are made from sustainable materials like hemp and bamboo, and those that are minimally packaged or packaged using environmentally friendly materials like cardboard rather than plastic. You can recycle your pet food containers. Recycling is a great way to reduce the amount of waste that ends up in landfills. Did you know that you can recycle most of your dog's pet food containers? Food cans, whether steel or aluminum, can usually be tossed right into your curbside recycling bin. Rinse the can out first to keep your bin clean and to discourage scavenging birds or other wildlife. Paper pet food bags, foil pouches, and plastic containers are more of a gray area since many are made up of multiple materials. Check the recycling code printed on the package or contact your local recycling program to ask what they accept. Reduce plastic products. The production and disposal of plastic is hard on the environment, so limit the number of plastic products you use for your dog. Try stainless steel or ceramic bowls instead of plastic and toys made from renewable or recycled materials. Instead of a single-use plastic water bottle, consider a reusable container, which will last years and can even be recycled when you're done with it. Donate old pet gear. Don't toss out gently used collars, leashes, beds, clothing, bowls, or toys. Give them a second life by donating them to a local shelter or rescue organization. If you really want to make someone's day, sew up any holes in pet beds or sweaters before donating them. The rescue pups will appreciate your dog's old things, and you will feel good knowing they didn't end up in a landfill. You can clean up with eco-friendly bags. Cleaning up after your dog is a necessary chore, but it doesn't have to be so bad for the environment. Many eco-friendly poop bags are available that are just as convenient as traditional plastic bags. Biodegradable poop bags are meant for composting. According to Jennifer Pope, Vice President of Marketing for BioBag Americas Incorporated, based in Dunedin, Florida, composting is the best way to dispose of your dog's poop in terms of impact on the environment. There are now a number of communities and parks successfully composting their dog waste, she says. If there is a method like composting out there, we all need to take strides in supporting these methods and advocating them. We can't wait until laws are passed. We need to be stewards of our earth, our home. If you do end up tossing the biodegradable poop bags in the trash, they are still more environmentally friendly than petroleum-based plastic bags because they're made from plant materials. Another green method of waste disposal is flushing the poop, either in special flushable bags or simply picking it up with a scoop and flushing it down. Poop bags made from natural plant materials like bio bags and Define Planet's veggie-based poop bags are compostable. Flushable poop bags like Flush Puppies are made from a special material that becomes very soft in water. Next, you can eat your greens and cut down on processed food to be more eco-friendly. Start growing your own fresh produce. Cutting down on processed foods by growing and consuming fresh produce is a delicious way to do your part for the planet. Plant a small garden in your yard to grow fruit and vegetable treats for your dog and yourself. And finally, shop eco-friendly. Some states like California, as well as cities like Portland and Honolulu, have banned single-use plastic bags in grocery stores and certain retail outlets. Some pet stores are still exempt from these laws and continue to load purchases into single-use bags at checkout. Start using your own reusable bags when shopping at the pet store and any other stores where plastic bags are used. Next, ways to keep your pets cool and safe in the summer from the Farmers Insurance Company at farmersinsurance.com. What's more iconic than playing outside with your kids and the family dog in the summer sun? Add a sprinkler and you've got yourself a stock photograph. While you're enjoying these warmer months though, and your pets frolicking in the pool and running around the backyard, just remember that, like us humans, pets get dehydrated and overheated, too. If you live in areas where the humidity frizzes your hair and temperatures hit triple digits, it's important to keep an eye on your pets. With all that fur and no sweat glands, they feel the effects of heat immediately, which makes them feel sluggish and ill. Keep your pets cool and safe in the summer by following these helpful tips. First, exercise pets during the cool hours of the day. In the summer, the best times to take your pets outside are in the early morning or late evening when things are a little cooler out. On those extremely hot days, try keeping pets inside or in the shade, since they're at greater risk of dehydration or heat stroke. Hot pavement or asphalt can feel pretty warm on our feet or through our shoes, but they can easily burn pets' paws, so make sure you keep them on the grass and always bring water along so they don't dehydrate. For pets with short, light-colored, or white coats or ears, avoid direct sunlight and make sure they don't get sunburned when playing outside. Breeds with shorter muzzles or noses also tend to have difficulty breathing, so don't push them too hard during their daily walks. Avoid high humidity levels. Unlike us humans, animals sweat through their paws and pant through their mouths to cool down. They also don't have to wear deodorant. Panting allows them to remove the moisture from their lungs, which cools down their body. However, if humidity levels are too high, animals can't cool off their body, which can cause health issues. If you live in areas with a high humidity level during the summer, keep pets hydrated and make sure they drink water throughout the day. Make sure they have plenty of protection and shade from the sun. If you keep pets outdoors, make sure they have plenty of protection from the heat and sun. Big trees and patios with large awnings provide ample shade for pets. Leave plenty of cold water outside for pets to drink and drop some ice cubes in their bowls to make their water extra cold. If you plan to go away for extended periods of time, don't leave your pets outdoors. Even with shade, pets can become overheated, especially during a heat wave. Bring pets inside where it's cool and safe for them. And cool off pets in water. When the temperatures soar, pets love to cool off in refreshing water. Fill up a shallow plastic kiddie pool with water and let your dog splash around or lie down in the water. It's adorable to watch, great for your pet, and will probably make a hilarious viral video. If you have a swimming pool, make sure your dog knows how to swim and can safely exit the pool via the steps. If you take your dog to a lake or ocean, supervise your pets at all times and don't let them wander off from shore. Look for signs of heat stroke in pets. The following are typical signs of heat stroke in our pets: heavy panting, excessive water consumption, and disorientation. If you think your pet is experiencing heat stroke, quickly move him into a cool, air-conditioned place. Apply cold ice packs or towels to his head, neck, and chest, or put your pet in the bathtub and gently run cool, not cold, water over his body. Don't take any chances with your pets. If your pets show signs of physical distress, particularly if they have seizures or lose consciousness, immediately take them to your vet or local emergency animal clinic. No one likes to think of their pet getting sick, but it unfortunately happens. Farmers Insurance offers pet health insurance, and you can find more information on that at farmers.com. And their website says the information in this article is provided by Farmers Insurance, and they note that it is provided for general information purposes only. So, of course, it's always best to consult with your veterinarian for the health and well-being of your pets. And finally, how to take your pets on the go. This is from Well Balanced magazine by Allison Ashton. She says, follow our easy tips for safe, comfortable travel with your favorite furry companions. Shortly after Amy Burkert and her husband adopted their German Shepherd, Buster, 10 years ago, they decided to take a trip. They'd already traveled with their Shar Pei, Tai, but Burkert quickly found traveling with two dogs was challenging. It took me 2 days to find hotel rooms where we could stay with them, she recalls. So she launched the website GoPetFriendly.com in 2009 to help travelers find pet-friendly hotels, campgrounds, beaches, wineries, restaurants, and attractions. It's easier than ever to travel with animals, she says. Amtrak now allows small pets on board, and more hotels are allowing pets, says Aaron Ballinger, editor of BringFido.com. Almost all the Las Vegas casino hotels accept pets. Chains from La Quinta Inns and Suites to Starwood's Aloft have generous pet policies. Kimpton Hotels and Restaurants was among the first to roll out the red carpet for pets. Since its founding in 1981, the chain has welcomed animals with special beds, bowls, toys, treats, and other amenities for no additional fee. Our pet policy is simple. If they can fit through the hotel doors, they're welcome, says Nick Gregory, Kimpton's Senior Vice President of Hotel Operations. Dogs are the most popular pets to travel with their owners, but we're seeing cats, birds, rabbits, and everything in between. That includes penguins, pot-bellied pigs, and even a baby elephant. Plan smart for better travel. Hitting the road with pets is good for them and you. They really get you out and help you make new friends, says Ballinger. Some tips for smooth travel: do less. Plan your itinerary and then cross half the things out, says Burkert, who likens traveling with pets to traveling with small children. Consider your pet's personality. Choose destinations and activities your animals will enjoy. Burkert's dogs aren't comfortable in crowds, but they love wide open spaces. Check IDs. Make sure that your pet's tags and microchip reflect your current contact information. Bring health records. Having current vaccination records, flea and tick control, and prescriptions printed out or on a flash drive can help facilitate an unplanned visit with an unfamiliar vet. Plus, some hotels and airlines require proof that your pet's vaccinations and flea control are up to date. And respect the rules. Double-check hotel and vacation rental policies, pet policies, when making reservations. And, of course, never sneak animals where they're not welcome. Rules are there for a reason, says Ballinger. And most of the time, it's to keep your pet safe. That'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.